Staying with budget matters, and there are questions about what anticipated public service job cuts will mean for environmental protection and oversight, particularly for the Great Barrier Reef. The latest report into the environmental problems at Gladstone Harbour, the home of Australia's biggest dredging project, has been scathing about the federal and Queensland government's role in monitoring and oversight. The Federal Environment Department is already shedding staff to meet budget shortfall, and environmentalists fear any further job cuts will mean even less monitoring of major developments like the Abbott Point dredging project. Cathy Van Extel reports.
3 years after a spike in turtle and dugong deaths and an outbreak of disease in marine life closed the Gladstone fishing industry, an official finger has finally been pointed to the massive dredging project for the $35 billion Curtis Island LNG export hub. Until now, Queensland's 2011 floods have been blamed as the sole reason for the marine life problems. But an independent review has found poor practice around the dredging project. A bund wall that was meant to contain toxic sediment being dredged leaked for 12 months from June 2011 until July 2012. It resulted in increased turbidity, which hadn't been properly monitored or reported. Local state independent MP Liz Cunningham told ABC Rural the community feels vindicated.
Up until now, the state government, particularly the former state government, but to an extent the current state government, have said, there's no problem, there's nothing to see here, move on. And fishermen have been saying, but there is. We've had a processor go out of business, $10 million business. He closed his shop and left. And it broke him emotionally. We've had fishing families that have been, you know, torn apart.
While this latest report commissioned by the Coalition didn't investigate the cause of the marine life diseases and deaths, it's scathing of the poor oversight by the Queensland and federal governments. The report acknowledges public confidence has been undermined, but it finds neither the Port Authority nor government withheld information. Jan Arons is the president of the Gladstone Conservation Council.
If you ask for the information, the Ports Corporation was supposed to hand it over. It took me 3 years to get it. Now, 3 years after the fact, of course, there's very little you can do.
The public right to information was one of the conditions of approval for the project. But Green Senator Larissa Waters says this report shows that the environmental conditions were meaningless.
In essence, the conditions were a bit of a joke. They were so vague and they were not enforced, and complaints about breaches were simply not followed up. So what this shows is, unfortunately, our environmental departments and the ministers atop them are not properly looking after the environment, and they're certainly not managing the risks from mass dredging and offshore dumping, which sadly means that we are threatening the future of the Great Barrier Reef if we continue to approve these sorts of projects with this similar impoverished management approach.
The report backs concerns raised by former Gladstone Ports Environment Officer John Broomhead, who blew the whistle earlier this year about the faulty bund wall. He believes the report doesn't tackle the real reason for the environmental failures.
They came up with conclusions that sort of suit the situation to some degree, but they really haven't drilled down to find out what caused the system to go wrong. I think we keep missing the opportunity to find out why we're not following best practice. And I think again here, we still haven't found out why these departments set a certain amount of rules and regulations for all these projects and then don't follow that process through of making sure that best practice is implemented. And that's what's going to, I suppose, be interested in the next budget, in as much that are they going to cut the environmental staff? We're already massively short.
It's a concern shared by the Australian Greens. Senator Waters says the Gladstone report has implications for the Abbott Point dredging project.
If there's still a lack of monitoring and under-enforcement, then unfortunately the same environmental disaster that happened at Gladstone could well happen at Abbott Point and elsewhere in the reef. We've got systemic problems here that need to be fixed, and instead of fixing them, the Abbott government is now hoping to slash even more staff from the Environment Department. So these problems will get worse and not better.
The report found that in September 2011, over 800 projects were being monitored by only 10 Federal Environment Department staff. Greg Hunt was asked in an ABC Rural interview what the current numbers are.
We will release the final numbers in this space as part of the response to the report. I just don't want to preempt the final discussions with the secretary and senior level of the department, but there is a greater focus, greater resourcing and greater emphasis on that.
The Gladstone report contained 19 recommendations. Greg Hunt says it's his intention to adopt as many of them as possible. He'll deliver the government's response by the 1st of July. Greg Hunt says the department's improved its monitoring.
We have moved away from being the approvals body, and there's still a significant volume of legacy approvals, but moving to the one-stop shop process and moving more towards being a monitoring body. So we set standards and policy, and we engage very heavily in monitoring.
Under the one-stop shop arrangement, the federal government is handing all states and territories responsibility for environmental approvals, meaning major projects will only have to be assessed once. Green Senator Larissa Waters says the failures in the Gladstone project raise questions about how states can be trusted.
In Gladstone, it was a Queensland government-owned entity that was causing this damage, and that is just yet more evidence that this plan of Tony Abbott to put the state governments in charge of environmental protection across the whole country is a disaster waiting to happen.
In Gladstone, the decimated fishing industry is still pursuing the Ports Corporation for compensation. Fishermen and seafood wholesalers and retailers, many of whom are out of business, are continuing with legal action. Their local member Liz Cunningham says they must be compensated.
It's not just a fishing industry, some amorphous thing. These are people, families who lost their business, who lost their income. Some families split up because of the tension. Some men lost their livelihoods and that's all they knew was fishing. Those people need to be adequately compensated and provided for.
The Gladstone Ports Corporation is now under different management and declined to be interviewed for the story, although in a written statement it says it's committed to working alongside the state and federal governments to implement the recommendations, and the issues with the Bund Wall have been resolved.
And that was Cathy Van Extel reporting there from Brisbane.